get this. I wonder if Danny Glover would protest what this illegal immigrant is receiving from the city of New York. This story is unbelievable. It's from the New York Post. Of course, we talked about Danny Glover on Monday's commentary, or commentary if you live in Boston. An illegal immigrant with a long rap sheet, according to the New York Post, got a $145,000 parting gift from New York City taxpayers before he was deported, after city lawyers decided his civil rights had been violated when he was held too long on Rikers Island. Federal rules allow for local law enforcement to detain suspected illegal immigrants for 48 hours after their criminal cases are resolved, to give Immigration Customs Enforcement a chance to pick them up and move them to federal facilities. But former Brooklyn resident Cecil Harvey, 55, backed by an immigration rights advocacy group, argued that his rights were violated when he spent more than a month in a Rikers holding pen. Harvey was shipped back to his native Barbados in October 2007. The city settled his civil suit late last year. This is unbelievable. It's like paying that illegal immigrant that shot that was shot in the ass by the two border guards all that money. ICE often fails to transfer those detainees within the required 48 hours of their criminal cases being resolved, jail sources say. Harvey, a 55-year-old father of three with three prior arrests, spent 35 days in Rikers when he should have been moved to ICE. He was busted in Bedford-Stuyvesant shortly after midnight for drinking a bottle of Bacardi in public. Someone from the Bahamas drinking a bottle of Bacardi? That's hard to believe. And they found crack cocaine residue in his pocket. So there you go. If you're an illegal immigrant, not only will you get health care, but if you're caught sipping on Bacardi, you may end up getting $145,000. Isn't it a wonderful world we live in? I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.